Exhibit of prose from this late notebook. Emptiness is underneath the apple in ways not wholly exhausted by either the simultaneous exhaustion and reflection of light or the peculiar suspension of gravity that is it affirming it. The apple, cheaply wonderful, would float. Even the mosaic perception that its existence is contingent, its being custodial, and the necessary blankness around a single object of interest, which may be due less to its abstraction from than to the abstract nature of its surroundings perceived as relation. The dreamlike abstraction of relation, even at its most practical, do not empty the emptiness. There is the illusion of nothingness, of nothing in particular, about an object with possible futures, some of them not mutually exclusive, as when Ortega says a patch of faded blue contains temporal depth. And that the eye may be guilty in obeying a mind that chooses to hold itself toward the apple as an object of attention, Heidegger's original sin in Greek, this had to be said. To return to the emptiness under the apple, the eye infers as well as sees. Schizoids see no relation between light and shade. The apple may be nothing like a poster, but it certainly is only something like an apple. The apple is a remembered history of apples held in the hand and pictures of them on trees. To the northerner, an orange tree is always an affront. But the emptiness comes less from the eye's suspicion it is being forced to lie than from the apple on the table. It is other, in the dual sense of alien and manifold, and secret. They seldom look sentient. It is not as if it knows something. If an apple looks anything, association and so on make it probably look pleased. It absorbs space. It is in a pleasant relation to the hand, and would be so if inedible. Mankind imagined golden apples as toys. One knows even metal ones are edible. Wax and marble assume their texture. Perhaps it is that the real apple so completely disappears that after all is it. Their names are generic. Not that the apple could be imagined to be not there, but that it can be imagined to be there while there, gives the difficulty of deciding whether that is a pleasure or an imposition. The apple alludes to itself, indifferent as Mars. It is only visible so that we can see it. It is a type at once of the artificiality of meaning and the utility of intention. We keep thinking that applewood, like cherry, should be like the fruit and make things of it. We apologize to the apple for time.